This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Cowboy UFC match. What about Laughlin Yard?
Bollocks! Highland Axe and Rec is the place to watch McGregor vs. Cerrone.
Dadgummit Dinner's Rec Room.
And don't forget about the big screens at Rail Garden.
You ninny? There are big screens at all four venues, plus food and drink specials. And it's a hell of a lot cheaper than streaming the match at home.
So get your arses to Rec Room, Laughlin Yard, Rail Garden, or Highland Axe and Rec for the UFC McGregor Cerrone bout. Action starts at 9 p.m. Saturday, January 18th.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
I have a new favorite brunch spot in the city. It's Rail Garden, that lively place on Central, where every Sunday they offer the Big Brass Brunch with a delicious New Orleans-inspired menu, mimosa setups, and a Bloody Mary bar, NFL football on the big screen, and live music from the Mighty Souls 4. Seriously, it's a whole lot of fun. It's delicious, and it's every Sunday, 11 to 3. Check it out on Facebook or just stop by. That's Rail Garden, 2166 Central Avenue, or online at railgarden.com.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Game!
Now you can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing-style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Box! That's right! Extra! Extra! Hot off the press, these special edition Jumbo Box games are loaded with prizes and sweeping the state! Hurry! Get them while you can!
Well, I'll take one right here.
Hot off the press, special edition Jumbo Box instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
What's better than watching football? Nothing. And with the Yahoo Sports mobile app, you can be watching the NFL free on your phone. Get live, local, and primetime games, including the playoffs and Super Bowl 54. Download the Yahoo Sports app now to watch free.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G. $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
This hour's cash code is PACE. Text PACE, P-A-C-E, P-A-C-E to 72881, 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Another code is coming up at 11 a.m. when Brad Carson will give you another cash code right before the Jason and John show. You can also use the radio.com app, use the rewind feature to go and re-listen to a cash code if you missed one. One last time, text PACE, P-A-C-E, P-A-C-E to 72881. Good luck.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. It's running right up on you.
Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this. Chris Harrington.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m. Brought to you by the attorneys of Thomas White & Gill. Find them online at memphisfamilylaw.com.
Hello, Chris. What is this that we're listening to?
That is Lookout Cleveland by the band from their classic 1969, eponymously titled 1969 album. I'm pretty sure I've used that song before when the Grizzlies are playing the Cavs, but I think it's probably more appropriate this time than ever before, given Ja Morant's recent streak. Lookout Cleveland, a storm is coming through.
Tonight, the Grizzlies do play the Cleveland Cavaliers. There is a real... It's been a remarkable week, obviously, for the Grizzlies after what happened against Houston and then the national reaction. And I know you look forward to every Grizzlies game, but I think for the casual fan out there, it reminded me of waiting for a television series to release its next episode. Once you're hooked on the episode, you can't wait till the next episode comes out. And tonight is the next episode after that last episode. And so I think there's a sense of anticipation about it. Maybe unfair sense of anticipation about it.
Go ahead. I think, to continue with your analogy, I think, you know, if you can break up an NBA season into, like, multiple seasons of television,
yeah.
Like, the first season of Ja Morant and the Grizzlies sort of underperformed, right. And the second season it became a little bit of a cult classic.
Right.
and this homestand has been the season three where, like, everyone's catching up with it. And so I think people who have been following the team closely all year, right. Like, it's not new, it's review.
Right.
But I think that San Antonio game is what broke it open for the casual fans in Memphis.
Right.
And then the Houston game is what broke it open for the rest of the NBA following country.
And now those people have to go back and they have to start watching from the beginning and catch up.
That's
on
right.
The Brooklyn game and everything else. in order to catch up. What have you made of the national – like, there's been all kinds of national press on the Grizzlies this week. The very thoughtful John Hollinger – wrote about the Grizzlies in a publication that I can't name, but you can. He's been handed MVP awards by Tracy McGrady,
right.
Best player in the game by Tracy McGrady. So you have a whole range of reactions. What have you made of it?
I tend to have mixed feelings about a lot when that happened.
Would have suspected.
The whole thing happened in a different way during the whole Great and Grind era. I feel like. I love my city, but one of my sort of critical notes about my city is that I think we care too much about what other people think. And so I think we get too worked up when anyone says anything negative about Memphis outside of Memphis. And I think the corollary of that is we get probably too excited when someone outside the city, so there's that whole Sally Field, they like us, they really like us thing.
Right.
And so, like, the national attention is good, and it's good for the Grizzlies. And I do think it feeds into getting more casual fans interested in Memphis, which is crucial. But, like, it doesn't change. Like, John Morant didn't become a different player because the rest of the world started noticing more. Like, it doesn't change the reality of what we've been seeing and talking about and writing about here.
Right. It is my experience. And, listen, I haven't lived in Minneapolis. So that's sort of a different – like, Minneapolis may be so content with what it is. The Twin Cities may be so content with what they are that there is not that sense of what are people saying about us. My experience is that except for New York – Chicago, maybe Los Angeles. Every city, I've lived in Miami and I've lived in maybe Boston doesn't give a flip either. Like, there are certain cities that don't care, but I think, like, Nashville.
I feel like Boston wants you to crap on it because like they're just looking for the fight.
Nashville was thrilled with how great the reviews it got for the NFL draft, and Buffalo is certainly thrilled whenever anyone deigns to say anything nice about Buffalo. I don't actually think it's a unique thing about Memphis. It's a unique thing about any smaller city in America. Twin Cities may be different. They may not care because you know you have a good life up there and it's cold as hell, but otherwise people are educated right. And progressive and nice to each other.
I don't want to make too much of it, but it's just the thing where it's not, you know,
okay,
I'm not personally more excited because other people are excited. I was already, like, you know.
I really meant the substance of the commentary. Because the substance of the commentary, well, here you go. Do you believe Ja Morant will win MVP awards and be the best player in the league? That's, they'll start at the extreme with Tracy McGrady.
Yeah, I wrote a little bit about that in the notebook thing I did a couple of days ago. I wouldn't predict that myself. I wouldn't, like, make that claim this will happen. But I would in no way preclude it. He is so good, so fast, and in so many ways that there's no point putting a ceiling on anything. Like, so it is. Do I think he will be the best player in the league? I mean, I wouldn't say that, but do I think it's possible? Yeah, I do. It is possible.
Yes, and very clearly. You wouldn't predict it just because there's only one best player in the league, and so the odds are, is he going
to
be...
Yeah, I'm too tied to math, maybe, when it comes to this kind of stuff,
yeah, that
right?
That seems silly. But I think, I mean, you think about it. Think about Steph. Steph became the best player in the league, I guess, or the most dynamic player, or something. One of the three or five best players in the league.
He had a stretch where you could yes. reasonably call him the best player in the league. It was debatable, but it was debatable, right?
But after his rookie year, it was like...
No one said that.
Like, wasn't there this deal where he was going to be... Who was traded?
Well, people
to Milwaukee?
Were concerned about the ankle.
Yeah,
I mean,
was concerned
people forget
about the
he had all kinds of ankle problems the first two or three years, and people worried that was going to dog him through his whole career. And then there was questions about defense and everything else. Yeah.
So I mean, LeBron was good fast. LeBron was good fast, but he's a different kind of a physical human being, and so, and of course, he was good fast right out of high school too, which is a whole different deal.
Right.
So could he win an MVP award? Yeah. Would you predict that he will be one of the 10 best players in the NBA?
Yes. Yes, I will predict that. Yes. And maybe quicker than we thought even like a month ago. Yeah.
Right. So you believe that. Okay. Will you predict that Jaren will be one of the 20 best players in the NBA?
Yes, I think he will. I don't know if he would be
considered
universally
that. Right.
Claimed as so. I think, like, you know, the quote-unquote smart, like when Rob Mahoney's doing his top 100 players in the league, I think Jaren's going to be a top 20 player on that list, right?
Right.
In the same way that Draymond Green was.
Right.
Although in a different way, I think he'll be more of a scorer than Draymond. I don't think he will be – Jaren will be more of, you know, the guy who's making those lists, but, you know, I don't know if he'll make 7 All-Star games because, you know, that's fans and players voting on it, and I don't know if the stats. It's kind of that kind of thing, right?
If you have a top 10 player and a top 20 player, do you need that third? I mean, you need good players around those players, obviously. Do you need a third player who's a top 30 player?
Well, we don't know what – it depends on the context of the league they're playing in, and we don't know where that's going to be, right? Like, we just came out of this period where – the Warriors assembled this, like, you know, stupid team, and, like, the Heat had assembled this stupid team, and we don't know if someone's going to assemble a stupid team in 3 years. In a normal NBA, which I think we're in a normal NBA right now, you know, normal NBA of, like, the 90s, where, like, no one could win but Jordan, but that's because he was Jordan, not because he had 3 other All-Stars, right? In, like, a normal NBA, then, yeah, if you have a top 10 player and another top 20 player and you have – good players around them who fit and play together well. I mean, you're basically talking about the Utah Jazz now, the Stockton Malone Jazz, right? Like, who was the third best player? Right. It was not a top 30 player in the league. That was a team that went to back-to-back finals, right? You're talking about that kind of setup, and that traditionally is a setup where if you play together well, you can compete all the way. And so, yeah, that would be my hope.
On Jaren again, I saw a recent redraft of that draft. And, of course, at this point now, the redraft and depends on, like, you wouldn't want Trae Young if you're the Grizzlies because you got Ja Morant, right? So,
right.
So it's all does the fit on. There's no question Luka would go one or whatever.
Yeah,
abstract redraft is different than a team need draft. But having said that, DeAndre Ayton, Jaren Jackson, where are you on?
It's Jackson. If you do a redraft and set aside team needs, just a redraft talent wise, then Luka is a unanimous number one, and there's a discussion that starts at 2, and it goes 2 through 4 between Trae Young, Jaren Jackson Jr., and honestly Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and I think that's your 2 through 4. Jonathan Sharks did this on our Ringer, and now obviously Jonathan's been in the tank for Jackson from day 1.
Yes, he has. But he
did this on their podcast this week, and he had Jackson second.
Yeah. No, I saw one this week that had Ayton ahead of Jackson. I just thought it was crazy.
I think I think Ayton is better than he looks right now. I mean, he did 20-20 last night in a win. But I think Ayton is going to be – if the Suns can maximize his strengths and work to shore up his weaknesses like a good organization should, I think Ayton's a multi-time All-Star. It's going to be great. But I would take Jackson over him now, yes.
Okay. The Grizzlies, the other conversation, and one that you've had on your podcast, and I would urge people to go listen to it with Matt Herdlicka, so we won't give it all away. But, of course, this was a discussion generally, which is what does this do with the Grizzlies at the trade deadline? And particularly, I think the most interesting one is Jay Crowder.
Yeah.
Does this move the needle in any way in terms of what kind of offer would you accept for Jay Crowder?
Yeah, I think it's primarily a Crowder discussion. They were always trading Iguodala for the best they can get. I think they were never trading Jonas Valanciunas. I never took that idea seriously, really.
Right.
And so to me, it's more of a Jay Crowder question. And it's like, how willing are you to deal him? And what's the threshold by which you would deal him? And I don't know what the Grizzlies' answer to that is. My answer is that, yeah, I'd still deal him, but I don't feel like I have to. Like, if I can get decent value, and decent value is like, you know, a decent second-round pick or a couple future second-round picks, I'd go ahead and do it. I think the coaching staff and the players should be doing exactly what they say they're doing. We're just going out and trying to win every game we play. And I think the front office should they should be happy to win every game they play too, but they should, in terms of their decision making, keep their eye on a longer term window.
Does it change the calculus at all for you? In other words, in terms of what is acceptable, has the fact of the playoff run, I once would have accepted this late second, now I'll just keep, in other words, does it move the way you're looking at that at all? You clearly don't have to deal him, but is there more of an inclination to keep him?
To me, only slightly. Only slightly. Like, if they had the worst record in the Western Conference right now, then I'd probably say, yeah, just deal them for whatever you can get.
Right.
Just whatever the best offer is, go ahead and do it.
Nothing is better than nothing.
Say,
yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I would not say that right now the way I would for Iguodala. And so I need something that I do think actually is helpful to me, but my threshold is actually still fairly low.
How much of this is because you don't mind what's behind him anyway? Like, Andy, you'd be happy to see Anderson get more minutes. Like, we saw that in the last game, right? Like,
I'd have to see Anderson get more minutes, which he actually was not good against Houston.
Right.
But also, I think what they're – and I wrote about this in the mailbag thing. It's not mailbag, the notebook thing. The two of the last four games, the games where I've written about where they basically closed with Jaren at center, they've also closed with Ja Morant, De'Anthony Melton, and Dylan Brooks as a trio together. And to me, that's a lineup I want to see more of going forward. And so, you know, getting Dylan Brooks more minutes at the three lets you get De'Anthony Melton more minutes at the two, and then you still got Kyle Anderson to fill in, you got Solomon Hill. And at some point, I don't know, are they ever going to give Josh Jackson a look? And so I don't, you know, to me, like, you know, trading Crowder, I don't know if that necessarily derails much for you this
right.
season. He's been good, but I don't know if it's some, well, you trade him, you're going to fall off a cliff. I don't really see it that way.
Okay. Cleveland, what do we expect from Cleveland tonight? They lost to Cleveland last time out.
Cleveland, I haven't looked what they've done maybe the last two or three days if they've played, but up until then, I know when I wrote on Monday, sort of my previewing the week, they had been 4-6 in their last 10. So they've been playing a little bit better. And Darius Garland, who had been terrible early on, had actually been a lot better the last few weeks, and he'd been sort of a lesson not to like overreact too much or write guys off, you know, a month, 2 or 3 months to their career. So he's been better. The Cavs have been a little bit better. So you'll see Morant, Garland, the two rookies who were top five picks, and you will see, another chance to jump over Kevin Love, and we'll see if he takes advantage of that.
All right, and then we have the MLK stuff. Obviously, we'll talk to you more about that. We are on Monday. We'll be here on Monday. So are we here Monday? Aren't we, Jeffrey? Yeah, Jeffrey's nodding at me. So we are here Monday. We'll talk to you about that then. Separate question. Jennifer Biggs has a story up about some soup. From Mosa, actually, is where her soup is from. And so I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this question, but I did ask it on Twitter, and I got lots of responses. Do you have a favorite soup in Memphis?
I don't know that I have a favorite soup in Memphis. I feel like I should.
Do you ever order soup? You make soup.
I do.
Right?
My favorite soup is what I make. That's 100% true. I make my own soup. I make a really good sort of chicken tortilla soup.
Oh.
And I make gumbo. So
your favorite soup is your own soup?
My favorite soup is my own soup. If anyone wants to make soup at home, the key is you got to make a homemade stock. Don't be pouring store-bought chicken or vegetable stock, and don't just do water. You got to make a stock.
Yeah, you got to make your stock. Much like the Grizzlies are themselves here. Actually.
Right.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I eat Vietnamese a lot, but I don't have one particular favorite. I'll get a bowl of pho, a bowl of, I'm going to mispronounce this probably, but Van Bo Way, I think that's how you say it. I actually had that yesterday at lunch at one of the many Vietnamese places in Midtown. Cold days, I actually do have an answer for this. I talked myself into remembering.
Right. Yeah.
And Jennifer has written about this correctly. The best lunch in downtown Memphis, especially if the weather is nippy, is the chicken soup at Maciel's on Main. It is delicious.
Really?
Yes, it's great.
The chicken soup at Maciel's. There is never a chicken soup that would get me to inspire me for the chicken soup.
Well, my chicken soup would, and Maciel's would.
All right. Thank you, Chris. We will talk to you next week. That is Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. You can read about Jennifer Biggs' soups look at my Twitter account, her Twitter account. But you can also read about all her stuff on food in Memphis at the Daily Memphian. In the meantime, don't put it off any longer. You got a crack in your house. You got a floor that's sinking or sloping. You got water coming in. Just go ahead. If you put it off, it's only going to get worse. And it won't cost you a single penny to have it looked at. It is Redeemers Group, 541-8765, 541-8765. Just pick up the phone, call them, have them come out, and let them let you know if there's a problem. Your house is your biggest investment, and maybe it's nothing. Or maybe it's something and can be addressed easily, or whatever. But the point is, it's not going to cost you a single penny to get to the bottom of it. 541-8765. They'll send an expert out, get an assessment of what's going on. If anything's going on, mention my name, Jeff Calkins. You get an additional $50 off any repair project. But if you don't want to proceed, you say, fine, yeah, thanks. Thanks, Redeemers Group. I appreciate all this expert advice. Now you can go on your merry way. Literally will not cost you a penny. 541-8765 on the web, redeemersgroup.com. When we come back, Jason Wexler is going to join us from those rampaging Memphis Grizzlies. We will do that next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis's number one sports brand with the power of ESPN, the Grizzlies, the SEC, the NFL, Memphis Hoops and Football Talk, the Golic and Wingo Morning Show, the number one sports morning show in Memphis. Nobody else has the Jeff Calkins Show. Nobody else has the Jason and John Show. Nobody else has Giannotto and Jeffrey. Nobody else has the Gary Parish Show. Nobody but us. America's number one sports station resides in Memphis in 2020. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top four stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices, but the difference is at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, "Absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was."
We get it. We understand it. We live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bridges for life, for less.
Oh, mercy. Sounds like somebody's about to have punch for lunch. Yep, the Fitz is giving the people what they want. And what the people want is a night of great boxing. Fights at Fitz return Saturday, January 25th with another round of meet and beat. A full card of fighters just a-cruising for a bruising, aching for a breaking, lusting for a busting. What better way to spend a Saturday night? Tickets start at just $35. Talk about bang for your buck, people. Get your tickets at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. And if your adrenaline's pumping too much for you to go home, well then, don't go home. Get a deluxe room and two reserved seats to the fights for just $199. Book it at 1-662-363-LUCK and ask for the Fights at the Fitz package. So what do you say? See you for Fights at Fitz Saturday, January 25th at 7:30 at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. When you partner with a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free audit on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, right now, upgrade to Windows 10 and get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak with a Dell Advisor, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Our most popular Get My Perks deal is back. $50 of mouth-watering Tops barbecue for only $25. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
Straight Cash weekdays at the top of the hour with the Cash Code. Win $1,000. Get a quick G with the Cash Code. It's Straight Cash with new money in the new year. All month long. Weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN. Miss a code word for cash? What did Calkins just say? Rewind via radio.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Jason Wexler. He is the president of the Memphis Grizzlies. Jason, so have you decided, welcome, by the way, to the show. Have you decided
Thank you.
How you're going to be commemorating Ja's MVP award? it's yeah. really quite something, isn't it?
It's remarkable. Like, we're really pleased for all the Grizzlies fans to be able to, you know, enjoy a fun moment. You know, front office and execs, we're not, you know, patting ourselves on the back yet or, you know, acting like we've accomplished, you know, anything yet because there's a long way to go.
Right.
But from a fan enthusiasm perspective and how the team's playing on the court, it's fantastic to see.
Does it have a I mean, obviously, we've been observing the national media attention. And I obviously, like when Mike Conley breaks his face, comes back and beats Golden State in the playoffs, that gets enormous attention. But right. sort of a regular season burst like this, can you? I mean, once upon a time you were a fan of this team, then president of business operations of this team, now president of the team. A nice trajectory, by the way. So
thank you.
Can you think of this moment?
Yeah, we've had, you know, at the start of the 2015 season, we came out of the gate really strong. We had a couple of national TV games. I remember Jalen interviewing the Core Four, you know, before a national TV game. And, you know, we've had some moments. I don't think we've had any that were quite as viral, but I think they were sort of in an era that wasn't quite
yeah.
as viral.
right.
So, it didn't lend itself to it.
Yeah.
But, among sort of the basketball cognoscenti, I think there have been a couple of moments where, you know, we've had weeks like this last week, but it definitely feels a little bit elevated just because of the sort of spectacular nature of the highlights.
And has there been more demands on Ja since then? Obviously, and the decision was made that he's not going to participate in the slam dunk contest. I think, honestly, I thought that was coming. But have there been any thoughts on that, A, and then B, just sort of will there be more outside media stuff and demands on Ja?
We suspect there will be. If you just kind of look at the press and attention of the last week or so, right, you had, you know, ESPN sort of regional NBA writer in town, Tim McMahon. You had, you know, Lowe and Arnovitz talking about us. So I think, you know, with some of that stuff, there'll be some more demand. A lot of that actually happens on the road, too, though, when, right. you know, it's more when, you know, John, Jaron, and you know, our crew are in the new city for the first time at this level of attention, that a lot of the local and regional writers at that point want to grab some time with them so they can do sort of a profile. So it's a little bit less at home, actually, than on the road.
And then in terms of just excitement around the city, it's wonderful to see. Does it translate already into tickets and things like that?
Yeah, so, you know, it does translate. You're definitely seeing an uptick in attendance. You're seeing an uptick in enthusiasm. You're seeing an uptick in engagement. I think what happens is, like, the very casual fans, you know, a winning streak like this and the national attention and the conversation on ESPN, you know, starts to move the needle with them and get it on their radar. So, you know, it's incremental gain over the course of the rest of the year because we've, you know, already played more than half of our home games. But, you know, we're certainly happy to have it and would encourage everybody to come out because, you know, the highlights on social media are one thing. Seeing it live is just a whole other thing. And, you know, FedEx Forum is hopping and, you know, the plays are remarkable to see in person. And, you know, there really is a difference between being out there and getting that collective experience of seeing it live versus, you know, being a proud fan on social media.
Right. Hey, you both get to see it live and then you get to be part of the sort of high-fiving ebullience that sort of fills up the arena, which is the quintessential experience of being a fan. I would make the argument that there's almost no better time to be a fan than when your team is just getting good. I mean, I don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse here, which we've been doing all week, but that, I mean, this is sort of when there are almost no expectations, but there are,
right.
there's results and promise for a glorious future. I don't know that it gets more fun, that just in terms of right now being a fan.
Yeah, the enthusiasm and the fact that there really weren't many baseline expectations from a national perspective. We certainly had internal ones.
Right.
But, you know, from externally, they're, you know, not having huge expectations. You know, the fact that we're exceeding those non-expectations, I guess, is, you know, it is. It makes it a lot of fun for everybody because you don't, you know, you don't feel like you're at risk of losing something with a loss, you know, but you're winning something with every win. And it's just, you know, it's a lot of fun in the moment. But at the same time, you know, you want to have those expectations because that tension and that drama and that emotion ratchets it all up another level. So, you know, we're happy to, you know, get to a point where we can play meaningful games and where, you know, losing matters as much as winning matters.
All right. And all of this neatly dovetails with the fact, A, there's a game tonight, obviously. Then there is a game Monday, which is a signature event for this franchise. Always brilliantly done. The MLK game. So take us through the weekend and what fans can expect.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great weekend. We've already started. It becomes a week long event. Like, we had the team service event at FedEx Family House. We had an employee service event yesterday where we prepped sandwiches and snack bags for veterans. Last night we had a screening of Just Mercy for our team mentors and their mentees. So we've been doing stuff all week long in honor of it. This weekend, besides the game tonight against Cleveland, there's a 3-on-3 tournament at Memphis Athletic Ministries, MAM. Sunday evening is our National Civil Rights Museum Intersection of Race and Sports Conversation, which is broadcast live streamed on Grizzlies.com. Grant Hill, Cheryl Swoops, Doug Williams will be talking, among other things, about HBCU and student athlete impact, with Doug Williams you know, being a Grambling quarterback and the first African American quarterback to play in the Super Bowl. And then Monday we have the symposium before the game that everyone who is attending the game, come early. You're invited to be there and see it in person with our honorees, Cheryl Swoops, Doug Williams, Robert Parrish from the Celtics, and Karan Butler. And then there is should be a fun game with the New Orleans Pelicans, who are, you know, one of the group of teams battling for that last playoff seed with us.
Have you, like, as New Orleans obviously won a thrilling game last night, and Zion's coming back. How much are you now, I know big picture, you've got to keep your eye on all, how much are you, are you watching the playoff race?
I'm scoreboard watching, absolutely. I'm watching all the West Coast games till 1 a.m, you know, rooting against certain teams and, you know, trying to figure out what the heck I should be doing in terms of rooting when Sacramento plays Minnesota or whatever, right? Like, so, you know, your human nature takes over. You know, we want to, you know, compete and get better is definitely the mantra. But, you know, if compete and get better takes us, you know, higher than we expected, then let's go there.
Yeah, it's a I was going to ask, what would the playoffs mean for this team and this franchise going forward? But in a sense, it's being in the playoff chase has its own meaning in terms of the development of the franchise and the development of the ticket base, season ticket base too, right? I mean, just being in the hunt is a learning experience for everybody.
Absolutely. I mean, you want your players and coaches and front office and fans and the entire, you know, ecosystem to understand where we have to take this thing to in order to be a successful playoff team. We all know, having been there, that, you know, playoffs is another level. Getting the playoffs is another level, and then being in the playoffs requires another level. And, you know, that's not just from inside the organization. That's from outside the organization. Part of the fun of the last couple of weeks in FedEx Forum has been the level of enthusiasm, engagement from the fans, you know, is at that playoff chase level, right? You know, and we know there's another level the building gets to when we're in the playoffs. You know, and that's part of the fun of it. So it really is everybody pulling and pushing together and having, you know, engaged, meaningful games in January, you know, this year is a nice thing in that direction.
In terms of that, and just putting on your other hat briefly, will this change the team's approach to the trade deadline and transactions and building the franchise going forward?
Yeah, we're always going to be thoughtful about how we approach any situation. So, you know, we've always kept one eye on near term and one eye on long term and how we've been working so far. So, you know, it's one of those things where you're aware of your situation, but at the same time, you're aware of the big picture and you try and strike the appropriate balance. And I would say, like, honestly, I would give you that answer, you know, if we were 10 games further back and 10 games further ahead. So, you know, it's always about, you know, balancing near and long term and trying to figure out where, you know, that equilibrium is for the organization.
Well, I'm sure that you're not in there patting yourself on the back and whatnot, but it must be gratifying to see what has happened with this team. And not just Ja, honestly. Let's be honest. It's not just Ja. It's Jaren. It's DeAnthony Melton. It's Dylan Brooks. It's Grayson, Jonas. It's, yeah.
Every young guy's on a roll.
Yeah. I mean, that can get lost in the backwash here. I mean, in the euphoria over Ja, the fact that so many young guys and so many people are contributing, and old guys, as you point out, are old guys contributing to this as well.
I consider Zach and Taylor part of the young guys. So.
Exactly right. All right, people can get their tickets again. The experience unfolds again tonight at FedEx Forum and over the weekend, which is always a great weekend for this franchise. Monday, of course, against the New Orleans Pelicans. Jason, thanks very much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And
I don't mean to
congratulate you too early, but congratulations anyway. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is Jason Wexler from the Memphis Grizzlies. So the question is, Jeffrey, are you at all – I mean, let's be honest. When I asked him about the trade deadline stuff, he gave the most
– he gave a stock answer.
Yeah, but it's also, I believe, happens to be true.
I agree.
Well, here's what he said. We have one eye on the future, and I don't even know if they have one eye on the present. They have mostly half an eye on the present. Their eye is on the future. Like, that's what their eye is on, and that's what they should be on. What's your answer to that question? Has it moved the needle for you at all on trading Jay Crowder, the success that they are having now, for fear of either his contributions on the court or – more to the point, he does guard, et cetera. He's been good. And obviously he was erupted against the Clippers. And his contributions off the court as a leader in that locker room. Are you less inclined to take, let's just say you get a second for him, a decent mid-second?
I was going to say, because my first answer is not to be a smart aleck, but it's what's the offer?
No, but has it changed your view of what an offer is acceptable? In other words, is there an offer that you would have once taken that you will no longer take because, oh, well, nah, you know, a crappy second, I would have once taken it because it's better to get nothing, better something than nothing. But now I'm not going to take a crappy second because I'd rather have Jay Crowder for the rest of this year.
My answer to that is yes, only if I am prepared to make a competitive offer to Jay Crowder to keep him for next year.
Really? For this year at all, you don't – I actually think I'm to the point where a crappy – very clearly, I once would have just taken anything for him.
Correct, because at that point it was just
– he's walking, whatever. It does not for me depend on whether he – now, let's say you get a really low second. That was your best offer. A second that's going to be, 29th or something, right? And that was your best offer. The trade deadline's ticking down. That's your best offer. I would have taken it.
So, the 59th pick overall is what you're saying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I would not take it. I'd say, you know what? For that, I'll just keep him. And it has nothing to do with whether or not he's going to accept a long-term offer. It's just like, at that level, I'll just keep the status quo and ride this baby out, assuming that they're still in the playoff hunt at the time of the trade deadline, too. That's the other assumption here. They're still in the playoff hunt. He's still playing well, and I'm offered what I think will be somewhere in the low 50s as a pick. I'm not taking that. I just keep him, whereas once upon a time I would take it. It hasn't that calculus changed for you? Quite apart from whether he's going to be here long term, that calculus has changed for me. I would have taken anything. Now I won't just take anything. Now there is some kind of a crappy offer that I would not accept because I like having this nucleus.
I agree with you. I would offer the one caveat. I agree with you. I do think for sure camaraderie matters. Like, I am someone that does think that.
To me, it's more that.
I think
it's more the psychological. Why wouldn't you keep this thing together? Not because I care deeply, but just again, this is all relative. It's also, as Chris pointed out, it's not a giant drop off if Jay is gone, really.
Correct.
It's not there are players you can play in that slot who actually I'd like to look at in that slot. So
I would caution, though, I would try. I am deeply fearful of, and I'm not saying that this front office, I think it is human nature sometimes to value your assets more so than other people do.
Yeah, but that's not this question.
I don't want to set a precedent.
They're not holding on to it to get more, a higher asset, to get more or less. We're just...
Correct.
Anyway, okay, the second thing, which we have not really talked about, is Ja is not going to do the dunk contest. That broke right at the end of your show yesterday.
No, after.
If you had listened to
not that I was paying attention to the clock.
Us, you already knew the news.
Called this, I think, within 48 hours.
If you are a regular listener of the show... You already knew that Ja was not going to be in the slam dunk contest because I didn't tell you that definitively, but I pretty much told you that.
I don't like seeing other people be happy.
True. Mm-hmm. And it's not because Ja has already blown up.
Yeah.
Although Gary made the very good point yesterday that it does seem less necessary for him to be the All-Star game because he you do it for exposure, and now he has gotten all the exposure you could possibly want, right? But that's not why. He was not going to do it, and he is not going to do it, and you can roll your eyes if you want. He is not going to do it because of being cautious with his health issues. That's what it is. He is a young dude who's playing big minutes and carrying this team, well, he did the other day anyway, and he's not going to get a break during the All-Star weekend because he's going to go to the rookie sophomore game, and he's going to be there anyway. He's going to have lots of media responsibilities, and they simply, his camp, everyone, they want him to rest, and they don't want him to be staying after practice practicing crazy ass dunks. Here, get this ladder out. I'm going to jump over it. Like no, thanks. We'll not have him do that. And you can say it's ridiculous. And I think it was it John who said if he's not doing the All-Star game, I mean, if he isn't doing the slam dunk contest, they shouldn't have a slam dunk contest.
That was John's.
If you can't get a rookie bursting on the scene to do the slam dunk contest, then why have it? Because then you're just having bit players do bad players dunk basketballs.
In fairness to John, when he made that statement, what happened Monday, which with the as you've pointed out, the slogan, the new Grizzlies slogan, from what Ja said to James Harden, tell him about me. That had not occurred yet.
Yeah, no, but I mean, he meant it just generally. Like,
yes,
young players, the guy's not Michael Jordan yet. You know, like, there's nothing to lose particularly when you're a kid trying to burst on the scene. So, anyway, and that's fine. If you want to get rid of the slam dunk contest, you can get rid of the slam dunk contest. I got no problem with that either. But anyway, so that is the situation.
Pretty sure it has a title sponsor, so it will not be going away.
Oh, does it have a title sponsor?
Nearly certain.
Yeah. All right. It may have a title sponsor, in which case it is absolutely not going away. All right. We're going to come back. We haven't talked at all about the NFL playoffs. There's ice in Kansas City and the Titans. Are we saying the Titans? We'll look into the ice in Kansas City and Titans and NFL and everything else when we come back with the one story you've been waiting for. It's Jeff Dockinger, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Maybe you've resolved to have more fun this year. Maybe you've resolved to eat better food. Maybe you've resolved to try new things. Maybe you've resolved to be present and really enjoy your life. Well, I have the answer for any of those resolutions, and it is Bounty on Broad. Bounty on Broad is delicious, locally sourced food served in generous family helpings in a restaurant that is so beautiful, it makes you happy to be alive. If you've been, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't been, it's time to change that. Go and get the crisp Brussels or the pan-seared scallops or the braised pork shank or honestly, anything they serve. My own particular challenge at Bounty is that I love some dishes so much, like the fried oysters, for example, that it's hard for me not to get them every single time. So I hereby resolve to get something new next time I go, and you should resolve to get yourself to Bounty on Broad before any more of this year slips by. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. For reservations, call 901-410-8131 or go to bountyonbroad.com.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees. Includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
Listen weekdays at 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour every hour for your chance to win a Jeep.
Just chill to the next episode.
Win a Jeep, $1,000 in straight cash, homie.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
It's new money in the new year. 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top 4 stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices, but the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, "Absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was."
We get it. We understand it. We live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers.
We're just for life, for less.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balanced rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
From shredding to printing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. And this holiday, when the other guys are closing, we're doing another ing altogether. Opening. So while we're busy notarizing and faxing, consulting and mailboxing, packing and shipping, well, they're not really doing much of any ing. Opening this holiday, the UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the Cardinals Caravan. Prizes plus Cardinals players and alums free at AutoZone Park in downtown Memphis.
Cardinal baseball on 92.9 FM ESPN.
With great Cardinal players like Jack Flaherty and Cardinals alums like Bo Hart. Friday, January 17th at 6:30 at AutoZone Park.
More details at 92.9ESPN.com. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said, that's right.
You want a new, you want a new Dell? Lenovo? HP? Get yourself to Cooper Systems. They have new and sort of refurbished. That's the word I'm looking for. Refurbished computers. There, you can save a lot of money. And you deal with Lee and Lauren Cooper, who are nice people, who've been doing this for a long time. And don't treat you like you're in a big box store. You honestly walk in, you're stunned at the price. You say, oh, I can get a new computer here for $300. That's ridiculous. In a good way. In a good way. The holiday season is over, and they are having a massive sale. So even more affordable than usual at Cooper Systems. Maybe you want a new printer. Get a new printer. Everybody needs a new printer for your life. It is Cooper Systems, and this is the opportunity to go in and get something even more affordable than you would have had previously. The phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. They're in the Mount Moriah office park. Cooper Systems. All right, let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
Playoffs?
Playoffs?
Playoffs. We could have done this as a money. First of all, what's the ice situation? Tell me, what's this ice situation, Kansas City?
So Kansas City is experiencing heavy amounts of ice. Commercial flights from Nashville to Kansas City have been canceled today. The Titans were scheduled to fly out today. The ice situation is impacting their travel. No official word yet whether
they're going to have a harder time winning if they can't be there.
I would say that's a fair statement.
Nothing could stop those Titans, though.
Apparently ice can.
Apparently, ice can't.
Or at least is trying. And maybe that's the only thing that can tackle Derrick Henry.
I'm confident that they will get past the ice situation. Now, whether some Nashville fans will be waylaid, that's another question. I'll be honest, that's a hard place to play anyway. Like, it's a great fan base. It just is. It's one of the legendarily great fan bases. All right, how do you see these two games unfolding there, Mr. Wright?
Interesting with the – let's start with the AFC title game.
Let's start with the AFC title game.
So Derrick Henry
– which game's first?
The AFC game. So okay. It goes AFC, then NFC.
Yep.
The AFC title game, Derrick Henry, of course, leads the league in yards after contact. Really. I think anyone who's watched the Titans play, I don't
understand that.
All that much surprised by that. What's also fascinating is that the Chiefs allow nearly 2 yards after contact on each and every carry. So that is – there is a matchup advantage for the Titans. The problem is, I don't know. Mahomes just looks like he's at a level that he wasn't even at last year.
What if there's ice? Snow, cold, rain,
it was cold and miserable last week, and they came out cold. That is, when they were down 24-0, I go, what was I thinking? I bet on a passing team. It's cold. It's miserable. What was I thinking? And then the second quarter came, and I was like, okay, deep breath. We're fine. I think the Titans will try to shorten the game. I think they'll take that approach that we saw the Colts use on Sunday Night Football at the beginning of the season against the Chiefs. I think they'll try to run it, shorten the game, and you limit the Mahomes possessions.
How good are the Titans?
I still don't know if that's...
I mean, let's say we were to start the season again right now.
Right.
Okay? Would you pick the Titans to come out of the AFC? Would you pick the Titans to be in the AFC title game?
If
it started with everything we know, so you get to start with Ryan Tannehill as quarterback, et cetera, how good are they?
I think they would have been somewhere around 11-5. And so that would have made them
one of the L's to the Bills, of course.
Of course, as tradition. I think they would have been an 11-5 type team. I mean, they still, just even going to Tannehill, like they had a bad loss at the Panthers. Like they had some moments, but it would have been an 11.
Do you realize they never kick field goals?
No, they've scored like all touchdowns. It's unbelievable. Like they're so efficient in the red zone. It's amazing. I just feel
that's the great Arthur Smith.
To me, it seems that is that. By the way, I do believe that that is 100% reflective of an offensive coordinator. I think you can scheme touchdowns in the red zone. I think also I would be very, very disingenuous if I didn't give credit to Derrick Henry. I think it's a lot easier to scheme. I think it's a lot easier to scheme successful red zone plays when you have Derrick Henry. But they've been incredibly efficient. It just feels to me as if.
What's the line?
7.5 right now.
And which way are you betting?
I would right now. I'm taking the points, but I think the Chiefs win.
Oh, you're taking the points.
Yeah,
I think you would take the points.
I think they're going to try and shorten the game as much as possible. And then the interesting fact with the NFC title game, obviously the Niners defense and their defensive front has been incredible all year. The Packers have been getting healthier each and every week, but more importantly, it's going to be like 65 degrees and sunny, and Aaron Rodgers is on the other side. I think I want the points there, too.
How many points?
7.5 on both games.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so the...
So go load up on
in
the
in terms of the... and we know the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl no matter who's in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
It's one of the great things about the NFL.
Yep.
If you've got the worst game in the world...
Yep. It's still going to get 140 million
viewers. Get 140 million viewers.
Yeah.
Does it matter incrementally? I suppose, but I think almost not at all.
I don't know
if it matters almost not at all. Like, I just think... I'm watching the Super Bowl. You're watching the Super Bowl.
It's a
you
social
out there
event.
Are probably watching the Super Bowl. It doesn't depend at all on who's in the Super Bowl.
I agree. It's a social.
Whereas in a totally different way. The NBA Finals depend on who's in the NBA Finals.
No question. Major League Baseball depends on
World
who's in the World Series.
Depends on who's in the World Series. But this game, does the college national championship game depend on who's in the college national championship game?
It does.
To a lesser, because it's one game.
Exactly.
So it's to a lesser extent.
But it does. There was definitely Alabama fatigue. There was Alabama-Clemson fatigue.
But this one just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter because you know everyone's going to be talking about the commercials and the halftime, whatever else. It doesn't matter who's in it. I think it's nice the Patriots. I do mean this. Like, apart from the fact that I'm a Patriot hater, I think it's nice that the Patriots aren't in it just because I was weary as hell of them. Like, Bill Belichick, the whole show, Belichick, Brady, everything. Yeah, whatever. But so having said that, the one thing that TV would want is the Titans not to be in it. The drop-off in glamour between... Because the most glamorous team left is the Chiefs, because Mahomes, right?
Yes.
Flashy. He is... I like to call
big
him...
Offense.
He's the Ja Morant of the NFL.
Yes.
And so... And then the Titans are the least interesting team. I don't mean that, whatever, really, but I just mean to the general public, right?
Yeah, because, the like, the way they play.
Right, and they don't have a quarterback. They're two signature... So TV networks want...
Well, the other conspiracy is on the 100th anniversary of the NFL.
There's that.
There's the Chiefs versus Packers. Granted, that wasn't the very first championship game, but it was the game that's referred to as the very first Super Bowl. That'd be Chiefs-Packers to kind of roll that one back.
So do you... I don't think it really matters. You think the Packers are the more interesting team to get to the Super Bowl of those two?
Yes.
You think America wants Chiefs-Packers replay?
I don't even know if it's so much America.
It's TV. But again, TV doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you get Rodgers on one side, Mahomes on the other. You don't want to watch that?
I just don't want football to end. I'm getting a little weepy.
No, this weekend is going to be...
It's a tough weekend. This is the last real football weekend.
Saturday is a day that you get your brownie points because there's no football.
And then I got the Senior Bowl to look forward to.
We do. Listen, you and I love draft season. Listen, we're about to turn the page.
Okay, what is coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Channing Crowder joins them at 12:25. On Giannotto and Jeffrey, we got a big show today. Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer, joins us at 2:45. Tim McMahon of ESPN joins us at 3:25. Of course, discuss Ja Fever, Ja Mania. Jeff will be on with Gary at 5 o'clock. Grizzlies tonight, 6:30. Also, Cardinal Caravan tonight at 6:30 as well. Pre-game.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back on Monday. But for now, our work here is done.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Straight Cash weekdays at the top of the hour with the Cash Code. Win $1,000. Get a quick G with the Cash Code. It's Straight Cash with new money in the new year. All month long. Weekdays on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
More money, more money.
Miss a code word for cash? What did Calkins just say? Rewind via radio.com.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Great cash, homie.
92.9 FM ESPN.
Whether it's broken pipes, clogged drains, a hot water heater not working, or a heating system on the fritz, the first thing you ask every time you encounter a problem at home is, what's it going to cost to get this fixed? Next time you're in that spot, contact OneSource. That's OneSource. 662-874-6989 on the web. OneSource PM. Inc.com.
Orion is redefining doable. Ready to roll up your sleeves and start that renovation project? Orion has home equity lines of credit perfect for knocking out that wall and redefining your living room. Apply today at OrionFCU.com. That's OrionFCU.com. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Make a fresh start in 2020 at the number one volume sales leader in Memphis, Whoop Chase Toyota. Over 250 pre-owned and certified pre-owned Toyotas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.